Chapter 8 Cards. After making his morning rounds with the clocks, Hugo showed up at the toy booth the next day prepared to work. He could feel the cogs and wheels in his head spinning in different directions. One moment, he felt hopeful that he'd get his notebook back. The next, he felt angry and resentful. But he did his work. He swept the floor and organized the small boxes behind the counter. He untangled the wires of the flapping birds and repainted the chipped toys. He fixed the mechanical creatures that had stopped working. Hugo found himself surrounded by more mechanical parts than he ever could have imagined. Everywhere he looked, there were buckets of loose metal bits, tiny motors, gears, springs, nuts, bolts, and brightly colored tin. Hugo knew he shouldn't steal anything else, but looking at all these pieces was just too tempting. If he did get his notebook back, he would need more parts. He rubbed the buttons on his jacket and deftly pocketed the tiny mechanisms he wanted. While Hugo worked, the old man played cards. A long time ago, Hugo's father had taught him how to play solitaire, and he used to entertain Hugo with a few card tricks. Hugo hadn't thought about that in a long time. As he watched the old man play, he saw things that captivated him. The old man didn't just shuffle the deck, he fanned it and flipped it and made the cards jump up into an arching bridge, shooting them in rapid succession from one hand to the other. He could cut the deck with one hand and make a second fan of cards appear behind the first. He even made a card float up by itself and then lower into the deck again. How could such a mean old man do such amazing things? The next time Hugo came to work, he brought his deck of cards. After he had nearly finished his chores, he boldly went over to the old man and set it down. "Show me how you do that with the cards."
"How I do what? Play solitaire?"
"How you make the cards fan out like that and float."
"Was I doing that?"
the old man asked.
"I wasn't paying attention. Now go work before I lose my patience."
Hugo didn't move. The old man hesitated. He squinted at the boy with one eye, then picked up his cards and fanned them out in his hand again. He made them dance and rise and float. Hugo stood staring in delight until the old man's voice shook him out of his trance.
"Enough. Go work."
But throughout the day, Hugo stole glances at the old man, who continued to do amazing things with the cards. Sometimes Hugo caught his eye and got the distinct impression that the old man wanted him to see what he was doing, as though the old man was performing for him. Eventually, the old man fell asleep again, and Hugo felt a tap on his shoulder. He turned and saw the girl with a bright red book under one arm. She put a finger to her lips.
"Meet me at the bookstore in 10 minutes, she whispered. "Papa George doesn't want me here."
Then she slipped behind benches and columns and disappeared down the hallway.
"I started looking for your notebook," the girl said when Hugo appeared. "You better not look inside. If I find it, I should at least be able to look at it."
"Then don't look for it," Hugo glared at her.
"I'm trying to help you. Why are you being so mean?"
Hugo blinked. He had never thought of himself as mean before. The old man was mean, not him. Hugo had no choice. He had to keep secrets. But he couldn't explain this to the girl. She was standing there with her hands on her hips, looking at him with an expression he couldn't quite place. She looked very grown up, like she was disappointed in him. And for a brief moment, quite unexpectedly, his heart sank. Hugo looked away from her and put his hands in his pockets.
"Just promise me you won't open it," he said.
"Fine." She sounded angry, but then she added, "If it falls open and I have to pick it up, I'm not going to close my eyes." And a young man with a black eye patch entered.
"Etienne!"
the girl said.
"Hello, Isabel," the young man said.
So, her name was Isabel, thought Hugo.
"I haven't seen you in a while. How are things at the toy booth?"
"Fine.
said Isabel. She motioned toward Hugo and said, "This is my friend, Hugo."
Etienne smiled and took Hugo's hand.
"Etienne works at the movie theater near my home. He sneaks me in because Papa George won't allow me to see any movies."
"I always take pity on people who love the movies. I can't help it.
Do you like the movies, Hugo?"
"My father always took me to the movies for my birthday," he answered.
"What did you see?" asked Isabel.
Hugo looked at both of them.
He thought about the times he had gone to the movies with father, and how much they had loved being together in the darkness of the cinema.
Finally, Hugo answered Isabel's question.
"My last birthday we saw a movie with a man hanging from the arms of a giant clock."
"Oh, that's a good one. It's called Safety Last," said Isabel, starring Harold Lloyd.